Welcome to the Trailhead, where trails start and stories unfold. Welcome to the show, everyone. Now, here's JD.
We'll get right into it. Welcome to the Trailhead. Today, we're joined by two remarkable figures in the off-roading world. First up is Catherine Cat Fanaro. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
That's correct.
Awesome. She's from Evergreen, Colorado. Kat is not just an optimistic technician. She's a trailblazer in the off-roading community as the owner of Off-Road Oddities and the founder of Colorado 4x4 Girls. Her journey from working in her brother's shop to leading a woman's 4x4 club is inspiring as is impactful, especially with her dedication to community and environmental stewardship. Joining her is Shannon Sheldon, vice president of the Colorado 4x4 Girls. Shannon's transformation from a Jeep owner to an influential off-road leader showcases the transformative power of passion for sport and community. Beyond her off-roading expertise, Shannon is a passionate advocate for trail stewardship and enjoys a range of hobbies from caring for animals and exploring new trails. Kat, Shannon, it's a pleasure having you. Your experiences, and well, it was good. Later on in the show, we'll delve more into your guys' stuff and talk about your all your stuff you got going on.
Awesome.
Welcome.
Thank you.
All right. I started to read that end of that script and I hated it. So I just trailed off into something that didn't work for me. I'm like, sounding way too high and mighty. And we are just not those people. Like, and I'm just, I can't fake it.
You gotta remember
you know what it is?
Who you are, so you, man.
No. Kat said yes to this before I had actually started to refine it a little bit and realized that I sounded too much like an ass, but I left all this script in here. Like I had the original ass script. So, that is my story and I'm sticking to it. I swear the latest stuff hasn't sounded like that. It's all about your booking time. All right. How's everybody doing?
Good.
We're good.
Yeah.
Doing really well.
Pope, Randy, you guys have, what's the situation? How many Jeeps we got? How many Jeeps we do not have? What's our count today? Do we need a ticker?
Two Jeeps are home.
Jeeps in the driveway and
one
a truck.
Shop and the new truck in the driveway.
And the
so
new
it's
truck.
Funny, though, yeah. It's funny. The truck is beautiful, but it has a lot of chrome on it. And chrome's not really our style. And so I was looking at different ways to black out all the chrome, and I found these new grill replacements for an F-350. What do you know? Because my brain went just to, what do we do in a Jeep land? Let's go replace the grills. So I find these really cool looking Ford grills that are for a Raptor. They're the same ones that the Raptor has, but they're made for the Ford Super Duty. And I'm like, wait, those look cool, but are those like angry grills on a Ford truck?
Because you don't know the community yet. Yeah,
I don't know the community yet.
We're like, we've never had a truck.
Never had a big truck like this.
I feel like that's a question you should ask like AI. AI would tell you whether or not it's a problem or not.
angry grills, I get that. I'm wondering like, oh, if I put a Raptor grill on my F-350, is that the same?
Anyway. I think the new one for Jeeps is going to be JK's with the JL style grills. Have you seen those?
Oh, everybody's doing it.
Yeah, it's quickly becoming
passé.
Like
the 2024 style grill on the JT.
Make it look like that's at least within the same like range, but I don't know. Like, I appreciate the ones that make it look like an old YJ. Those are kind of cool.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
All right.
Anyway, yeah, things are going well. The JT's just getting some maintenance done before winter 4x4. We took it out, shook it down. Mostly looks like it's ready to roll. I mean, not roll, but
yeah. Let's not go there.
Not again.
That's how we got here in the first place. Yeah.
Replaced the hood yet. I've been a little bit busy since work started again. So I decided we're going to go and be on things that have high possibility of body damage anyway. Let's not replace the hood yet, just in case I need another one.
I mean, yeah, but you can only play the game so long before it becomes like you're just ignoring maintenance.
Yeah. Well, and the thing about it is, our Jeeps are flashy, so not having it look nice is like putting lipstick on a pig, in my opinion. Like, I have the flashy green stuff all over it, and then if it's all smashed in and dented, it's not the same to me. Like, I could have a smashed dented Jeep, but this is not that. This is the expensive one you hate scratching every time you do it.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
But anyway.
Well, no, it's good, man. You'll get it back on one piece eventually. Is
coming up. By the time this airs, I think we might either be a winter 4x4 or it might be like following week after.
Yeah, we leave next Saturday, so we're just dialing up.
This should air as you guys are just getting there, yeah. Because I shorten in that timeline. If you're listening, we're shortening our timeline from record to air. So if we record a podcast, it's going to be like 3 or 4 days, maybe a week before it posts. It's much less time, so it's more relevant, as we've had a few lags here.
Yep.
So cool. Well, all right.
No, that's what's still going on in Germany.
I know. I'm sad.
They said that's what's going on in Ireland. Yeah, you should make it if you can, man.
He can.
I know he can't. His Jeep's getting repaired right now.
My Jeep's been getting repaired. So the ongoing saga of my Jeep. I heard from Matt today, and apparently the axle has shipped, but he does not have shipping information for it. So he doesn't know where it is. Matt GarageWorks has my Jeep. So
I figured when you said Matt.
Yeah, I know he'll fix it. I know he'll get it done. I want it done now. Like I finally got moving forward. I just need the parts. Need all the parts. So
Pat feels you.
You're preaching.
That feels you so bad on it.
Well, she's got that XJ, and I love your XJ.
Thank you.
Admittedly, I see it a lot in posts related to.
You made it sound like that was a bad thing. I just see it too much.
No, it's this. I mean, there is that. No, most of the time I see it, I see a tag along the lines of "now it's in the shop again" or something along that. So, yeah.
So you drive an XJ?
I do, yeah. you gotta pick a reputable shop is all I gotta say about that.
Yeah, it makes a huge difference. Yeah,
that's the same thing with the Gladiators and Wranglers too. If you have the wrong shop, kind of sucks.
I'm on my fifth engine in a year, so.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
She's got a saga. Yeah, we should talk about that.
Yeah. It was over 2 years where she didn't have it reliably, where she'd roll up to club events in her Subaru going, this is not cool, but I'm rolling with it.
That's
I'm pretty sure I didn't actually see your XJ for the first two times I met you.
Probably.
So, all right. I'm about to let the bull into the China shop. Jason's here. Just let you know. Oh. But we can keep talking. I'm just letting you know he's coming.
So is it out of the shop right now?
I went to start it yesterday and it is getting a no bus signal.
Oh, great.
So it's got a dead battery at the moment and I've got to dig around in my dash. So.
Oh, man.
Oh,
Shannon, what do you drive?
I have a 2015 JKU Sport.
Cute.
Yeah. Cute. His name's Pigpen.
That's a great name.
I love it.
That's an awesome name for a Jeep. I named my Jeep Loki when I got it and then promptly never put it anywhere on the Jeep. There's just a couple of Loki heads in the fender wells.
Nice.
So I might do something with it. I took a page out of Pope's book, and since he kind of did a little bit of a visual refresh of his Jeep, I'm taking this opportunity to do that with mine. So I'm going to update some stickers and remove some stuff and add some stuff, and it'll look different when it comes out of the shop this time.
It's my new t-shirt we don't sell.
Yeah, nice. We don't. You don't sell and you don't give that away, right?
No,
that doesn't go in the swag bag.
We just give them
away at Winter 4x4.
Oh, okay. On. There you go. I get in touch with you and see where you get those printed at. I know Lily does stuff, right? Hi, what? Lily. Hi, Jason.
Hi.
Welcome.
Aloha.
This is framed a lot better, I gotta tell you. And although that's really weird, it doesn't show everybody else. That's fine. Okay.
You're the only one that shows.
What'd you say?
You're the only one that shows completely.
Yeah, I know, and I have zero control over it. So
today I see everyone.
Oh, he's talking about Ike.
No, he's on my Instagram. That's Lily's. Oh, trying. We're trying to still work out that crap. So, and Kat and Shannon, don't worry too hard. We have half more listener, or excuse me, we have one person that watches video and then maybe two listeners. So you guys aren't going to be, not to worry too hard about it. We're good.
Perfect.
We're watching it on YouTube. We're the YouTube viewers.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Well, see, there you go. We, at least we got, okay, so we don't have any viewers is what you're telling me. You just blew my entire.
Pretty much son of a just bitch. Us.
No, I don't expect anybody on YouTube. That's fine. It just, that makes it easier because then I can, I don't have to upload shit to them later. So it's good. All right. Jason, Lily, how you guys doing? What you been up to?
Well, you're never going to believe why I was late.
Oh, why? Boy. Here we go. Let's go.
It's not that great. I just fell asleep again. That's all.
Being retired is tough, huh?
I mean,
it is.
I envy you on that level, but I also recognize that I would be a nap person all day, every day.
See? Told you.
I don't like nap.
I didn't say it's a good thing. Yeah.
And I told her it's fine if she doesn't like naps. That doesn't affect me at all.
They'd have to make a reality show about how they need a crane to get me out of my house if I didn't have to go to work every day.
Oh, yeah. It was real rough coming back from COVID, man. Like, after it was a couple of years of working from home, that was beautiful. It's hard for me and the dog.
I've been working from home for 10 years, so COVID did nothing for me. It was just same, same. I'm used to it.
We entered your world. A lot of us entered your world, and we liked it a lot. And then I hated going back, so.
It's nice. Yeah. I can take my morning breakfast break and go feed the animals and come back in and don't have to do feeding horses at 5 a.m. to drive into town. So we're lucky.
That's cool.
There you go. All right. Well, let's see what else we got. We didn't have any reviews this week. So that's a reminder, if you leave us a review and send us a message, preferably either a DM on Instagram, or you can shoot us a message at info@thetrailheadnetwork.com. If you leave a review, I will send you some stickers and you get entered into a giveaway. We're going to give away this 8-gang switch panel to somebody in that first group of 50. So it's, I can't even get that frame here. So be that cool person and leave us a review. Tell your friends about us. Those are the two best ways to help us get bigger and get cooler guests. And because we like to get people that are cooler than us.
What?
Whoa!
You take exception.
I mean,
right?
I think you guys know, Kat. I apologize, Kat. That's on me. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Those are fighting words.
All right. Well, you got a lot to live up to. No, I'm just kidding. But no, it really, honestly, just helps us get more people and to get more listeners and to grow the community. It'd be awesome to have more of you. So. Kat, I apologize. I'll owe you one for that.
You're good.
No. I definitely stepped in on that
one. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Meant it the way
I didn't. No, I didn't. But if I were in her shoes, I would be saying the same shit and be like, you know what? Yeah. I'm gonna call you on that because that sounded a little wonky. Mm-hmm.
It's all right. Leave this. Jay.
Exactly. All right. Cool. What else we got here in the business section? If you want to be a guest or are a guest host wannabe, make sure you head over to thetrailheadnetwork.com and fill out the guest questionnaire and I'll get in touch with you. We really don't have a preference on follower counts and stuff like that. If you've got a cool story to tell, we'd like to have you. And I think people would like to hear the story. So shoot us that and we'll talk with you. We have not had any voicemails, damn it. Jason, I'm very upset about this. I don't know what to do about it.
Upset.
I mean, last week I was so worried, like there was some sort of problem, like technical problem with the phone. I called it. I checked it. I'm like, nope, that the voicemail works. I left myself a voicemail and it was a very circular conversation. So I know the number works. I know that 719.
Maybe we should do something like an episode of top 10 things Jason hates.
And then put the phone number at the bottom.
And then put the phone number at the bottom the whole time.
You can just collaborate with us and we'll just make sure it gets
I'm going to slide that one. I know exactly where I'm going to put it. Yep, we're going to do that. We're just going to do something like a grinds my gears for Jason.
Actually, we should probably just do an episode of that anyway.
For all of us. I think we should. I like I said,
it'd be controversial. We get all that. It'll get us haters for sure.
Yeah.
Do you want to have a little once? No. Do you want to talk about ducks, Jason?
No.
No? Nope. You sure?
Put down as number one hated.
I don't think there's any like any worry that anyone thinks that you like them in any way. I think the last video you posted to Instagram was a pretty dead giveaway that you didn't want anything to do with ducks.
Need to get some ducks with Toyota logos on them for those guys.
I'm going to get ducks with the only Carnes logo. That's what I'm going to do. he's some of them.
That's not a bad idea.
I mean, I've thought about it, but then again, it's one of those things where I know it's going to be around for a long time. I don't know if it's worth all that time and effort. Like, it took a lot of effort to get that first bag of ducks out.
Sorry, I'm hard of hearing. You said bag of ducks. I thought it's like I heard something completely different.
No, my wife got one of those for her bachelorette party. Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm.
That is what I duck jeeps with.
Yeah. There you go. And
little ones.
It is the mountains, so it gets a little weird out there in the winter.
Yep.
All right.
Cold. You have to be little.
What elevation are you at, Kat?
Oh, God. It's like just under 8,000, I think.
Okay. So you're like 1,000 feet higher than I am. And I'm already at a place where the weather is absolutely wonky. Like, we're at the top of Monument Hill. So it's weird all the time. It snowed last night and nowhere else. And I had to explain that to somebody today. And I was just like, I can't get out of my house yet. I don't have my Jeep.
I get it.
All right. So yeah, leave us a message. We will play it on the air for Jason to respond to. So if you want to cuss Jason out, you can do it. Hell, if you leave that message before the end of the show and I see it, I will play it on the air because I like to piss off Jason. That's fun. Especially he's rested. He had a nice good nap before this.
Oh yeah. His brain is gonna be sharp today.
I know someone here probably gonna put this up.
Until the second hour. The second hour gets a little weird. Yeah. You can reach us at the trailheadnetwork.com and send emails at info@thetrailheadnetwork. We're the Trailhead Podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Cool. So we already introduced you guys. Pope, it is time. I 100% know that my stuff will not work. I had to reboot right before we got on air. So let's see.
Oh, and I don't have my graphic today because I can't figure out how to make OBS work again.
There's some mega right now.
Oh, we're
the shit show express today. Oh, look.
Did it play through? It didn't play through.
I see the video, but not.
Yeah, it didn't play any. I have to set up that routing and I didn't. So congratulations, all of you in the listening world. You just heard 11 seconds of us staring at each other. Cool. All right, man. Go ahead, Pope. We'll get this together sometime. Someday, this will be a professional operation. It's just not today.
Oh, did we read this one last time? All right. No, this looks like it's new.
No, this one just came out today. Literally just today.
The solar electric truck, right?
Oh, yeah. This was a different one. Mm-hmm.
Oh. So
yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, let's
read it. It's a different one than we did last week.
Yeah,
I gotta show you this video.
This solar electric 4x4 truck sets a new world altitude record. And the driver have an attitude record too. To go so, in a remarkable feat of engineering and determination, the Peak Evolution team, sponsored by European logistics company Gebrüder Weiss, set a new world altitude record for electric vehicles. I can make fun of Germans because I'm German.
That was awesome. Yep.
Their solar powered truck climbed the western ridge of Ojos del Salado, the highest active volcano on the planet, reaching an astonishing height of 6,500 meters, which is about 21,000 feet above sea level. So, pretty close to where JD lives.
closer
this
to Kat.
Achievement is not only a record for electric vehicles, but also for solar power vehicles, demonstrating the potential of alternative drives in demanding transport tasks.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
It is. So this was the one we shared before was they did it was a car and it was a car wrapped in solar panels. Let me pull this up. YouTube.
Yeah, I think that's what it was, something like that.
Yeah, this one is more of a kind of a Unimog kind of a thing.
Hmm.
And it's they have like they have just an array of solar panels that they lay out and then charge up for part of the day and then head on. So dual that's batteries, neat. Like this thing was badass.
It looks like it's built to go anywhere.
So 120 miles from civilization, that has to like look at that. That thing's just twisting in the middle. It's really cool. So yeah, it's just another. I was just impressed by the fact that they went that high with it. One of the things that they cited in the article was that it was able to go and not have problems where combustion engines had problems at that altitude. So it was able to keep going. It had self-warming batteries and a whole bunch of shit. Like that's completely not practical, but it's at least cool and a step in the right direction.
I'm going to need a sugar daddy before I get anything like that.
I'll take a sugar daddy if I get something like that. So I'm not above it.
Well, I just like that they're starting to get that stuff together. I mean, just figuring stuff out. I mean, you have to start somewhere, right?
Yeah. Well, like I remember when I was in school, they would come out with those cars and they'd be like, oh, look at this is a car. And I'm like, it's not a car. It's a Leaf with a few wheels on it. And then you're trying, like, it's, I can't do anything with that. I can't care anything. Like, it's, I see the concept, but it's not anything. It's taken us a long time to get to a place where they can drive a truck like that to 21,000 feet. Mm-hmm. So, but I think it's like now that the technology here, I think it's like, it's folding over on itself faster and faster, faster.
Does it have a microwave?
You know what? It probably did. I wouldn't be like, it has enough battery power to do it. Why not? It's a good way to cook if you're in that position.
Imagine it has DirecTV.
Satellite link. Well, they had a drone. I saw the drone in the in the camera shot there. So I wonder what kind of support they had, if they had any kind of support vehicles that were nearby.
Starlink.
Well, yeah. Everybody wants Starlink now. I want Starlink now, and I don't need it.
You want it at your house.
I do, but mostly because I hate Comcast.
That's fair.
So, the way Lord.
That's my dog set of seven.
Yep, that's okay. I will mark this and cut it later.
Yep. Hang out the dog barking.
No, that's okay. It's an easy spot to mark and cut. So we're good.
He's like a firecracker. Like
I know.
Like
mine's
someone
the same
lit
way.
A string of firecrackers. Now you can't get it to stop until it's over.
Right. Do you know we're talking about dogs? Would you like to say hello to everybody? I've got to check my camera here. Say hello.
Somebody's saying hello to everybody.
Hi.
Joining in the conversation.
Yeah.
Are you going to say hello? No? Oh, okay. Shit. Fine. He does not care.
All right. I wonder if we'll read this while Randy's kind of the way out of chasing moose down here.
All right. I don't even know which story this one is.
This story is from the alternate parallel universe, apparently.
Sweet.
I mean, I like this land manager, though. Like, we need to get him over to Colorado and Utah.
Oh, and Utah, too. So, BLM proposes increased motorized access to Upper Missouri River Breaks National Monument. This is very fascinating.
Nice.
So the Bureau of Land Management has proposed an increase in motorized access to the Upper Missouri River Breaks National Monument. This includes opening a 0.6-mile segment of road providing public motorized and mechanized access to the bullwhacker area of the monument that has been closed since a private landowner closed an access road to the area in 2011. The bullwhacker area is part of the monument's vast expanse and this will open about 51 miles of motorized access roads across approximately 50,000 acres. This proposal is part of this particular BLM director's ongoing efforts to enhance public access to these lands in his area, which are rich in plant life, wildlife,
and unique geological features and historical and cultural values.
So this is one of those, like, this was a, I had to double check when I read this one. So it was a half mile road that was open prior to 2010 or nine. Wasn't real clear. The private landowner closed it, saying that it ran over their land. Court agreed with him in 2011. And now essentially the BLM is saying, look, we know that it's private land, but it needs to be a public right of way. And so they're pushing to open that half mile, because that half mile road connects to 51 miles of roads that people can't get to right now.
Wow.
So, and the big takeaway was yeah, what Pope and I were kind of talking at the beginning, like this land manager, his thing is to, I want to increase access to public lands. I don't want to decrease. So if that means this half mile to open up 51s, then let's work on it. Let's get it done. So we need him out this way.
Heck yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, public lands need to stay public. That's why they're called public lands. If we can't access it and use it for any activity, then we lose so much from.
If we can't access it, it's not public.
Yeah.
So
what's up with these dogs today?
Jeep park. Amazon.
They got somebody had ducks. But yeah, if you can't access them, then they're not public lands. So if you keep closing access to them, then at some point we're all just sitting in our houses, and I got real tired of that. So, all right, but that, well, I'll keep an eye on that one. They are taking public comments on it. I think they're looking really for people who have had feet on the ground experience there, but I went ahead and dropped a comment in, and because it's a place I've never seen before, but after looking at it, I'm like, that'd be really awesome to explore that. And if they don't open, I'll never get the chance. So feel free to run out there and just do a search for, I'll put it in the show notes. Just go to the trailheadnetwork.com and look in the show notes and comment on this stuff, follow this stuff in your neighborhood, because it's important. But this is a win. This is a win. This is one of the ones is we just need cool. more of these guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I just think we need realistic and like things that are actually happening, and we just need better communication about it. Like that's the biggest thing with it all, is that we just need to be not lied to. Yeah, we've been pitted against each other, and we've been lied to about a lot of things.
I think we've been pitted against even the Forest Service and stuff like that. I think there's
mm-hmm. absolutely
it's all on purpose. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. What's the next one? Because I've lost track of where we're at.
This one I read about earlier this week. Stellantis is pulling out of North American auto shows. So Stellantis, mm-hmm. which is the parent company of Chrysler, which is like the parent company of Jeep, mm-hmm. has decided to withdraw from North American auto shows this year. This decision comes in light of a challenging U.S. auto market, which is causing the company to reassess its participation in auto shows. This move follows Stellantis' previous cancellations of its displays at the SEMA and LA auto shows due to ongoing United Auto Workers strike. So they're pulling out of the auto shows. They're blaming it on the auto market.
Yeah, are those shows still relevant? Like I listened to a lot of the SEMA recaps, and a lot of those guys were just like, yeah, it's not worth going to. It's if you're not, you know, actually wrenching on a Jeep for the purpose of making money, then it's probably not going to be a good time other than meeting people.
Yeah. From SEMA perspective, I can see that it's more of an industry show. It's for influencers. It's for the people who build and sell, you know, automotive parts to make money at it. And, you know, it's that kind of stuff. So I can see that one. I guess it depends on the types of shows. Like if you're bailing out of off-roading shows and things like that, where you show off your gear, that's kind of upsetting.
I mean, I get Chrysler. I get that being kind of a big deal. I don't, like, other than Camp Jeep, like the big mountain that they put in those things, I don't know if that's a huge draw for them these days with everything online. So I feel like the strike was just kind of a good excuse for them to be like, you know what? Maybe we'll come out, we might show a car or two, but we're not going to do what we used to do because it's just not doing for us what it did.
As long as they bring their stuff to EJS, Easter Jeep Safari, that's it.
And maybe that's the cat. Go ahead, Lily. Sorry, I see you got something.
I'm just reading the comments here on the live video. James from Chocolate Racing Garage say that everyone is pulling out of the Chicago Auto Show. Beatrice, you say the auto show thing has been in the works for a while. So we have some comments in there.
yeah, they did. There is that. Everybody overspent on the EV revolution and they caught themselves overspending. So now they got to pull back everything. It'll be interesting to see these come back, though. Have you been to Overland Expo where they've got the giant mound, the dirt that they put in there and let people drive around all day? Like, I feel like that's where they'd be better off spending their money to advertise Jeep.
Or like the obstacle course at Jeep Beach.
Yeah, same thing. Mm-hmm.
That's what that reminds me of. It's really cool. It's still fun. It's fun to do. It'd be a great way to like show it off in a small environment. You know what I mean?
Yeah. There's ironically, the Jeep dealership that I hate in Castle Rock, they are one of the only places in Colorado that have an off-road park. Can I air quote that? They just essentially have some obstacles next to their building. And it's awesome to go over there. And when I lived in Castle Rock, it was really cool to drive over there to test out stuff. But
is that where the Lannisters live?
What'd you say?
Is that where the Lannisters live? Castle Rock?
No. No. But it is where your favorite shop in Colorado is. Core.
Core 4x4.
Yep. I used to drive by them. In fact, they were actually pretty close to the Jeep dealership. So if you're going to go to the Jeep dealership in Castle Rock, bypass them and go to Core Off-Road. I don't have any good things to say about them. Kat and Shannon, sorry.
Okay. Cool. The dealer?
Yeah, they're a Jeep dealer in Castle Rock. And they just, I had lots of issues with them. And I have zero love.
Are there any good dealers?
There are some. I've had good success with Pharisee Boys and a couple of other ones in Colorado. Just not Castle Rock.
I'm far away. So last time I had like it. I went and picked it up with the issue that they had been holding for 3 months to change. I went, got the part, took it home and did the change out myself that same afternoon because I refused to miss a trip to Moab that we had planned a year before.
That sounds about right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had to get on them about some stupid stuff and it was a year of fighting back and forth just to get my Jeep fixed like it's supposed to get fixed. And I when I bought my Jeep, I got a Mopar lifetime warranty, which they do not offer anymore. And it's great, but it means I got to go there for all my service for that kind of stuff. So, in fact, Matt is busy invalidating parts of that by putting a new axle in and putting some other steering components in, which is fine. I'd rather have it at this point.
So, yeah, cool. I avoided a lot of mine that way as well, just giving up on doing the dealer route.
As long as I can keep the engine warranty part intact, I'm good. Yeah, I feel like that's the part that's really important. I want to run that thing to 400,000 miles and then blow it up. Mm-hmm. You heard me, Jeep.
I've never been to a dealership, so I'm like, ugh.
Oh, I don't like it. Smart. And I don't like how much money I end up spending there. I even get my oil changes done there, so I don't have to worry about getting told I didn't do it. So it's not a fun relationship. It's very much an abusive relationship with Mopar. If I'm being honest, so is Jeep. Busy. Jeep is an abusive relationship.
That's true.
I feel like the dealers are all too busy to do the level of service that we need them to do, though. They're just they're hammered all the time.
I think, especially in the last couple of years, that's a symptom of the market and just not being able to find people.
You bring them a third of a Jeep and they're like, what the hell do you want us to do with this? You want us to get rid of all your computer?
On a regular basis, I have brought stuff to them and been like, can you fix this? Like, I hope I can get it back. So, that's how I end up with a 6-month overhaul of my Jeep that's just starting. All right. What's next? What are you guys doing over there?
White monster.
That stuff's not too bad.
No, it's fucking horrible.
I think that's all the news for today.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. That's your fucking news.
That's your fucking news with Pope. There you go. And we got, there you go, Jason. We're good. We got our explicit tag. You can F-bomb as much as you want today.
I was the first one to swear today.
No, I said shit, so I'll. Oh. I don't know. I feel like the explicit tag helps us.
It probably does.
I mean,
this shit ain't for kids anyway.
This isn't a sanitized podcast, so let's not act like it.
Hold on, no, don't just start swearing like Two Life Crew.
Yeah, I mean, there is that, Jason. Yeah, let's.
I'm not very good at rapping.
He's not interested in rapping.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy. And we're off the rails. We're only 35 minutes in. Welcome.
Cool. That's the best part.
I know. It's so much fun. When I listen back to our show, like it's, and yeah, I'm vain enough to do that. I listen back to the show and I'm just like, all right, yeah, it was fun. Like I sometimes I get lost in the moment. Oh shit. Fireball.
Yeah. Sometimes I think, oh, that wasn't as fun. Then I listen to him like, holy shit, that was actually really fun.
Well, it's because by the time we, oh God, get that Jaeger out of there.
Fireball and Jaeger over at the Carnes
garage.
That's
a hell of a
today.
Mix. Yeah. Are you sure you want to do that to yourself?
I'm showing our viewers what Jason is drinking as they asking. I know.
Oh, good Lord, Jason.
Asking, what like, other that's... questions are we getting right now, Lily?
Yeah, what do we anything else before we get in with Kat?
Jason likes the comments.
Come on, Jason.
We have a question from Beatrice about coilovers.
Coilovers?
Okay. Yeah.
Go fast. There. Does that answer the question? Coilover. I'm not sure where Lily was at. Somebody said they bought their first bee in Gunnison. Did I say it right? Colorado?
Gunnison?
Yeah, you did.
Gunnison.
Mm.
And then Beatrice followed that with and transmission. I'm lost on that.
You have to. You really meant the wrong way.
Did we just steal all your town names from Colorado?
This is why I don't.
I mean, I think we. Yeah, there's a lot of lazy town naming out this way. I'll be honest. There's a lot.
Is it the same dude making all the same towns? Like, is the Gunnison guy from Utah the same Gunnison guy in Colorado?
You know what? That's a really good question, and you are probably onto something. You're probably right with that. Like, I want to. There's some guys called from Western Mining History, and I ran into them on the trail a couple years ago, and I'm trying to get them on because I think they've got a lot of that kind of information that can actually tell us, like, yeah, a lot of the trail names come from, you know, this guy who found gold here and here and here, so he named all these places because that's what people do. So yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. What's JD, up, Jason?
One question is ORIs for coilovers. I might have been getting more drinks when that came out. Were you guys talking about suspensions at all?
No, but
not necessarily.
I guess
okay.
So, do we have any context for that question, or is that just asking just about ORI, coilovers?
Just ORI versus coilovers.
Okay.
So,
yay, coilovers. All right.
I can't answer. I always sound like an idiot.
I'm not a technical Jason. Honestly, Jason, you are the closest person we have to a mechanical technical person. Or Kat, honestly, you might have more.
Shannon,
I
don't know how Shannon. Any of
this stuff works.
No, revert that to Shannon.
No, Shannon, you got the wrenching abilities.
I do, but not as far as coilovers. I haven't gone into depth with that. My dad was a mechanic, and I was his kid. So I
there
grew
it
up
is.
In the tow trucks with him. I was always working on stuff with him. So I do have a lot of mechanic knowledge, but not that far.
All right.
I've
well, okay.
to get you're... myself in trouble.
You're still better off than I think a lot of us.
My dad was a mechanic. I looked for his tools all the time.
Yeah, I actually...
I've been a tool bitch.
Yes.
I probably lost them most of the time. Too, I looked for them so long, I forgot what I was looking for.
No, well, my brother and I tonight, inherited Kat? Tools. We inherited tools when my dad passed, so my brother and I split a lot of stuff, and then my mom kept the other stuff. So we have tools that I use on a daily that it's there like, oh, go. This was Dad's. And you're like, sweet.
Oh, yeah.
That's cute.
It's actually been really cool. Like, as I've gotten older, I've started to do a little bit of my own. I don't do a lot. I can't do coilovers. I can do some basic electrical and stuff like that. But I have the same thing. I've got these years of collected tools and I find myself using, oh, that's cool. This is like a 50-year-old tool that my dad used. And it's kind of that's the fun part of wrenching.
Yeah. Nostalgic. But yeah. It's a good thing. I do know enough to do where I've done the part that I changed out that the dealer couldn't do was my power steering pump. I'm on number 5 and I've done all of them. So get those done really quick now. Next time it goes out, I'm trying to do hydro assist because I'm not going to continue messing with a pump. But I've done
there you go. Pope steering
wheel, water pump. Like 3 more of those.
Yeah. It's such a pain just to have to redo and redo and redo, especially it was a 2-year period. So you just get over doing the same thing over and over and over again.
Man, yeah. We should share battle stories, man. I feel like our Jeeps have all been in the shop about the same amount of time in the last year.
Like I feel like 2023 was the year of the shop. Yeah, like I'm the only one that didn't do well. The shops all did well in 2023.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Mine's going back Monday. In March, one of our members taught me how to change out the oil cooler. So we did a girls' weekend and changed out the oil cooler. So I learned how to take the top of my engine off. That was really cool. Nice. I have a leak again. So I'm taking it in to make sure, is it the oil cooler again, or do I have something more sinister going on? But Jeep.
Yeah. There's always a chronic problem or two, and it's always unique to each Jeep. I had a TJ that would blow air conditioning switches once a year at least. And it was $100 switch, and you can only buy it like from Mopar. And every time, like, I would take it to the shop and be like, can you guys tell me why this keeps just frying in the middle of the winter? And I assumed it was because of the heat, and I assumed it was because of how it was all wired, but nobody could ever fix it enough so that it stopped blowing. And I sold it. When I sold it, it did not have a functioning blower. Like, you could get heat, but you'd have to be going 60 miles an hour down the highway.
I know all about that life.
There's not a lot of places for you to get 60 miles an hour in Evergreen, though. What are you talking about? Scofflaw?
I have to commute everywhere.
Okay, I'll give you. Yeah, you're right. Yep, you do. When's the nearest shop to you?
Question, guys.
Like the nearest, let's say, grocery store.
15, 20 minutes from my house, so nothing crazy. Safeway.
That's not great. Well, you know, if you ask some people in Colorado, that's an insane drive.
Like, right.
I came to Colorado from a 50 minute commute to work, and I went to Castle Rock to the Denver Tech Center. It's a 22-minute drive. And everybody I worked with was like, oh my God, you're so far away. I'm like, are you high? Like, I get that's legal here, but come on. Yeah.
Yeah. It's 30 All minutes right. for me because I live rural. So it's 30 minutes to the grocery store, 20 minutes to the edge of town.
Ouch. So as a sidebar, as a person who would like to find himself 30 minutes from people, do you like that better than, have you ever been closer to the civilization?
I actually, when I worked for my dad driving tow trucks, my brother and I bought a house literally across the street. So we were in walking distance to town. We were in walking distance to the bar, you know, and to work and things like that. So yeah, I've lived in both, but that was also in Estes Park. It's very small. But that's my living in town was living in Estes Park. So now I am in Southwest Colorado. I have 35 acres and two houses on my road. So I am definitely rural, and I do like it.
Okay. No, that's awesome. That's what I like to hear. The last thing I want to hear about your dream to move away from people is that it sucks. So it's good to know. Yeah.
It's good. And I have one of my favorite easy jeeping trails is an 8-minute drive
from my house,
but it'll take you 3 hours to do the trail because it goes from one Forest Service road to another. But so I live in between the two. So there are very good things about living rural too.
Yeah.
You get to play.
I get it. Yep. Kat, how far away from you are trails?
Well, I have a trail like right outside my door pretty much, but nothing. I'm like closest to like Idaho Springs, so 25 minutes.
Okay. That's not bad. Yeah.
No.
I told people before, I'm basically across the street from Mount Hermon Road. So, when I tell people all the time, like when I tell you the weather's weird here, that's why. Like we are right here at Rampart Range and Monument Hill, and it's a fun time. So awesome. All right. Well, we introduced you guys early in the show. So one more time, welcome Shannon and Kat. Thank you so much for taking some time and working through it. I know we've had I've had more technical issues than anybody today. So I think you should both feel good about it. Kat was all worried before. She's like, I'm not sure if I got audio. You're perfectly fine, but I had issues. So, all right. So real quick. I know the Colorado, I came to know about you guys just from doing the circuit of Jeeps and Java stuff that go around here in Colorado. And you want to kind of give us a bit of a background on Colorado Jeep Girls that became Colorado 4x4 Girls?
Yeah. Well, what kind of background do you want?
Well, so you guys started, let's see, you started in 2012 and you started this, right? Like you didn't inherit this from anybody.
No. Yeah, I started it in 2012. It started just as like a Facebook group. I wanted to get women out there with me hanging out. Women are very difficult to actually get out of their houses
in that fashion. Mm-hmm. I get it. I think guys are too, if you're honest with them. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Yep. So after some growing pains, we ended up doing a paid membership and, now we are where we're at and we're very busy doing all the things.
Well, what was interesting about you guys is you guys are exclusively women. Like guys, you're welcome to kind of show up to events as passengers and stuff like that. But this is a club for girls, right? Like you guys, no boys allowed, if you will.
We have a wingman membership. Limit it to 10 people per year. So we do have some dudes that come with us to do stuff. They aren't allowed at some things. Fair enough. So they're welcome to some of our monthly meets, but like we do ladies shop nights, so they can't come to that. we do like our retreats and stuff. They aren't at those. So anywhere where there's going to be boobs, dudes aren't there.
I feel like that's fair. Yeah. I feel like that's a fair thing. So, Lily, if you or Jason have a question or anything, just unmute yourself and I'll assume you guys want to chime in on something because I see you're muted right now. Can you even hear me?
Hold on. Yes, I hear you.
Okay, just making sure. I just didn't want you to think you were out there in the garage by yourself because Jason seems to have abandoned you.
Oh, he's what?
I'm muted.
Oh, he farted.
Oh, I would. Awesome. I would open the garage door just for your own safety before he lights another cigarette. Mm-hmm. All right, cool.
Yeah, that's why he doesn't drink White Monster.
Gives me gas.
Oh, boy. Well, there you go. I'm going to go ahead and mark that as our second clip of the day. That is definitely going up in the Hall of Famer. Mm-hmm.
Boy. You say that people should know that.
The biggest shit show in off-road podcasting, folks. That's all I gotta say. We try to be nice, we try to be professional, and that's what we get. But I'm good with it. Don't get me wrong. I love this. This is fantastic.
There's a saying that you know how we are. Why did you invite us?
Because I didn't know how you are, because I wanted this. I wanted the shit show. I'd be honest. Like I think that's probably an allegory for my life, but that's for somebody else's podcast to dissect. All right. So when you started this up, what was like your driving purpose behind it? Was it just you want to get more girls in there? Did you just not see enough women out there? What was the main impetus behind getting it going?
I got really sick of getting mansplained is really what it was.
I get it. Yeah. We had Tara she was on here talking about that too. Like it gets a little old and I can understand why.
It gets old. It gets really old. And it's still pretty rampant out there. So,
Even mansplaining to other men, like that seems to be a new thing too.
It's
that
dick seems
measuring. I'm not sure what has spurred that phenomenon, but now it's just everywhere. And it's not just you ladies anymore. Like, the guys, like if I mansplain one more time on something I already know,
I could just, men need to explain stuff, man.
I mean, that's why we start podcasts. Yeah, that's why we have to talk to it. Like I had a 45 minute conversation with AI today and I'm not feeling comfortable about it. So yeah,
man, that's a long time with an AI.
Yeah, well,
a long time.
It was fun. It was a little experiment. I was trying
to
write
something. Did you run out of chat? Did you run out of prompts?
No, actually, I'm so damn long winded that I just kept going in these huge long chunks of just. I was basically having to transcribe something for me, and it actually did a pretty good job. So, we'll see how that goes in the future. I'm just trying to be nice to them because I know that AI is going to take over and that we're all going to be slaves by probably by the time I'm 60, maybe 65. We'll see. It keeps moving faster than I thought it would.
How old are you now?
I don't want to answer that on the air. I am 44 years old.
Damn.
Yeah.
Goddamn youngins.
You know what? I mean, have we talked? We've talked about this, right, Jason? You are the oldest person on the show.
We don't.
I'm sorry. We didn't talk about it. We specifically avoided talking about it. All right. We'll pivot.
He's the most retired. So.
He's the most retired. Yes. Yes, you have the most spare time out of all of us. I think is that a fair assessment? No.
No.
You don't live with Lily.
Oh. You guys gotta wait till after the show's over before you start fighting.
No. Pope probably knows. You got two Jeeps, you're screwed. That takes up all your time.
I mean, there is that too, yeah. We're dual income, no kids kinda households. See? Yep. Jason has kids to pay for, and Jeeps to pay for. So I'm surprised you're retired, if I'm being honest. I don't know if that was possible. Did you do your finance checks before you did that?
Oh, I got no money. Just because you're retired doesn't mean you have money.
I know. I didn't think that at all. I just would assume you need to have some money. And
he has with that, Jeeps. He has no money. Yeah. That is,
I mean, yeah. Every time I pay Matt.
They're called assets.
They're assets. Called what? A professional asset?
I'm really, really, I have all these assets, but the assets like behind me right now.
I mean, because we're doing this kind of stuff, technically it is. I mean, per the IRS, now this is all a write-off. I just want you all to know, Kat, all that podcasting equipment that you guys have for the podcast that has not aired. Ever. Is it aired once, maybe?
No.
Is there a podcast? Do you want to tease it at all? Do you want to talk about it?
It's coming. It's just not ready.
It's just
we just get high and talk about random shit.
See, we just get drunk and talk about random shit. I'm just trying at some level to manage a shit show all the time, and I figure that's how we go. So
it's gonna be called Front of House when it does air someday.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many episodes you got in the can? Ready to go?
There's like four.
Okay, that's a good number. You don't have to publish like every day or every week. We try to do weekly, but you know, shit happens.
That's what we want to have enough to like publish it if we don't do it.
Okay, I get that part too. I tried that too, and then I realized that for us, because we read stuff like the news and shit like that,
it becomes irrelevant.
Get a little closer to air. Yeah, so it gives me just enough time to cut out the shit that I really don't want to be in the last video, but I'll keep it more relevant to people.
So, yeah, cool. I get
JD, we have a couple of comments here. Jeep X, the rock. Their comment is, the rawness of this podcast is next level.
He's our first reviewer, by the way. I'm pretty sure that's our first reviewer. Said, thanks, man.
Vincent, love it.
Awesome. Thanks, man. Yeah, he's our first reviewer. He's out in North Carolina or South Carolina, one of those Carolinas. And either he knows Jason or he found us, and if he found us, that's awesome, because we're going to keep pushing east. We need more of you east folks to come in the conversation.
I used to live from North Carolina, so he's probably coming from me.
Okay, Lily? I should have known. That. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Nobody comes from me. Crazy?
Oh, come on, Jason.
Jeep Nick. Also, he just came out with it, said 1979 kids in the house. So,
what's up, man? No supervision. Yeah,
that's how I grew up.
I'm the generation of absolutely no supervision between like the ages of 12 to pretty much now. Like I mean, it's just
they
got
told
worse.
Us that they would put warning labels about things that would start on fire, and our generation's like that. That tells us which things start on fire.
That's what I heard. I was also prepared for a lot of quicksand scenarios, and none of that shit happened either. So yeah, I'm not entirely sure what they prepped us for. Mm-hmm.
But I could make fires out of everything.
What'd you say, Jason?
I feel like we should go out of the room. Everybody that's live is here in their birth year.
Oh. You don't want to air your birth year? You want to?
No, I will.
So if you would like Jason to actually tell us how old he is, the phone number is 719-408-0132, and I would love you to leave an angry message about how Jason won't tell us how old he is. Okay.
Hey, I just wanted to get that out. Can you
JD. Really? Again?
Can you
JD.
DJ is easier for me, okay?
I get it. That's fine. Wiki, wiki, what? Yeah, no, I can't. I mean, you know what? Fine. I've been called worse, so go for it. I don't give a shit. Yeah, yeah.
Can you record me a small video of you saying the number?
Yes, uh-oh. I can. I will make a note of that for myself right now, and I will cut out a couple of these moments where I'm saying 719-408-0132. Yeah.
But do it with like a little song. Like, you have to make
it. Oh, Lord.
Have the AI make a jingle.
Like 588-2300. I got to empire this shit.
Yes, okay. Exactly. Yes,
I'll do it. I'll do it.
588-2300 empire.
I did the Sua thing. I'll do this. Like, don't. I'm not above it. Mm-mm. I'm not above marketing. Mm-mm. No.
You remember earlier when you said I have all this time and I made the comment about Lily?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you just feel it a few seconds ago?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. I just got warm. Like, I'm not sure. I don't feel comfortable. I feel actual hot seat moment. Mm-hmm.
No, you're fine. You're fine. You're all the way in Colorado. As soon as we close out this,
I get it. Yeah, I get the distance part now, but at some point we're going to be in close proximity, and I know she'll remember to hit me. I know it.
It's not that bad. No, I'm just kidding.
All right. I don't believe you. Yeah, and I don't believe you at all.
No. She can hit you in the back of the head with a sandal from 40 feet away.
No, that's me.
I have no doubt. Cool.
Chocolate. All right.
See, we get off subject so fast. Like, it's so...
We were talking about your club like 10 minutes ago, and somehow we're talking about...
Yeah, it's been
Lily
a while since we've been talking about that club now, hasn't it?
Throwing sandals.
So you guys are up in Clear Creek County. You've adopted 6 trails up that way. Which trails do you have? Like, any of the big name ones up there?
No.
Are they all side trails?
We're under the radar trails, and I like to keep it that way.
Okay. Don't have to talk about it. Yeah. I'm not, I mean, and I've talked about that before too. Like, you don't have to share your space. Like, there's plenty of places. I'm sure I've actually probably documented the roads you're talking about.
Yeah,
but I get it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I like to share the trails that we have because I'm proud of our adoptions, but I also don't want more people going there and trashing it and causing more work for me.
Well, and you guys are in a weird spot. Like, Clear Creek County 70 runs right through it. So you guys get a lot of traffic and a lot
all
of people
of
coming in and around there. Yeah, exactly. And some of it's not great. So it's honest. It's just like it's every other majorly populated area with a heavy traffic. Some of it's not awesome.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, and with and those six trails, it's amazing how much time that we actually spend cleaning up all of the garbage.
How much time do you, if you had to ballpark it, what do you guys think you spend in a year? Man hours.
Well, we track that with Forest Service, so we're right around on average about 750 plus volunteer hours per season.
For those 6 trails.
That's
like for those 6 trails. Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you guys do like trail cleanup like every other month of each trail or something like that?
So from June to September, sometimes October, we do one trail cleanup per month.
So
we don't hit all of them, obviously. That would be crazy. But we usually get about 20 volunteers and we'll split the group if we do and send some to one and some to the other. And then the next month we switch to the next. And then periodically, myself or somebody else will go run our trails just to see if anything's amiss. And then any of the neighborhoods that some of them are like after neighborhoods. So I'm a contact for a lot of those people if there's something crazy going on.
Yeah. And if you're listening, Shannon, you might, I don't know. I know the kind of area that Kat lives in. It sounds like you're kind of a more spread out, like you don't have a bunch of mountains directly outside your house in the driveway. Right.
Mm-hmm. We do have, you know, I am in a mountainous area and we do have, and I've been lucky enough to get a contact down here as far as Forest Service to help with cleaning up in our area because my chapter happens to be 6 hours from the adopted trails. Yeah. I do set up a trail cleanup every year for my ladies down here to try to do something in our community. So hopefully we can extend that this year. Two of us went out. We were out for about 3 hours, and it was the beginning of hunting season, so everybody was scoping in their rifles. So this member and I picked up 80 pounds of trash in 2 hours. And it was just, it was all mostly target stuff. It was pieces of iron that they were shooting. It was all of their brass. It was just stuff that they've left and they're like, oh, I'll save it for the next people. But it's like, just take it with you. So it's definitely different. It's different.
How many chapters
but it's still
do you good. Have?
We have six. I want to say. So we're spread out throughout the state. And we actually have members that come in from like New Mexico and Wyoming. Cause we're towards the borders. So
I'm actually 6 miles north of New Mexico. So it's really easy for me to have members that are really close to the border. And it's like, yeah, you're close enough. If you're willing to do all of the things that the requirement membership has to have, join us by all means. And especially being rural, it's not like we have many other options. There are different, you know, off-roading communities in every state, but not necessarily, I've never seen anything like what our club has.
Hey, we got a quick question. I don't know these trails, but one of the listeners asked, how is Red Elephant?
How is it?
Hang on.
How is Red Elephant inaccessible? You know,
yeah,
you
at, the moment.
At the moment.
Come see us in June.
I didn't hear that.
Or Slaughterhouse.
They're
all closed.
They're all closed now, either seasonally or by snow. So Slaughterhouse closed 1-1. And it'll actually, I take that back. Slaughterhouse might be open until.
No, it closed, I think, it's on 1-1.
Okay. Then, yeah, that's right. You're right.
In Colorado, do they close the trails? Like in Utah, basically, if the trail gets muddy, it's closed. Mm-hmm. Is that kind of like how you guys do it in Colorado, too? Or
depends. I mean, it should be like that. That's why Slaughterhouse gets closed, at least for the spring, until they open it. It's a lot of mud issue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's
because closed our less stuff we can't do.
What'd you say?
I said in the Forest Service trails, we can't go on them.
When they're muddy,
when they're snowy, they're pretty much off limits.
I think that should be what's expected, but that is definitely not how people roll.
Yeah,
right. Well, a lot of them do have like a yearly. This is when they open. This is when they close. There's some that actually close due to different migrations of animals. If it happens to be in an area where this animal, this is where it is. This is a wetland. This is where the cranes are, this is whatever, they'll close it to protect the species that needs it for their habitation in order to breed or whatever that closure is. But towards me, it is a yearly, it's closed from this date to this date. But a lot of them do, I think, wait until it's like, oh, yep, it's impassable.
Well, and I've had some conversations because it depends on where you're at. Part of the reason Slaughterhouse has a seasonal closure that they pretty much just stick to. China Wall has a seasonal closure that they just kind of stick to. There's a trail right by my house here called Dakin Road. It's kind of just it's really more of a road, but they close that one seasonally every year in the north end of Rampart Range for mud. But they don't open it early. Typically they might maybe a couple of days. But they don't have enough forest rangers to go out there and check muddy conditions and see if the whole road is passable or not. Some of the single track stuff will open up faster because they can actually send people out to inspect. But we don't have that. So it doesn't open until the end of May.
So I don't think we close trails in here during the winter.
Well, no, they did last year. I tried driving across one, but it was a river. So I had to stop when it got up to about halfway up my.
Well, that's really more of an obstacle seasonal closure than it is a gate.
No, that was a main road.
What do you mean? The main road went through water?
Yeah. Yeah.
We have floats.
Yeah.
No
run. But
I don't remember.
No. I've never really seen any trails closed here. I mean, there's seasonal closings. The Natchez Trail is one of those trails that is seasonal. But let's see. Other than that, the only time they're closed is if you're if your axle width is too wide, which I can't go on some of the trails here, but they have the gatekeepers. I love the gatekeepers.
I wish we had more of those here, actually. Like,
agreed.
We have a few trails. Like Coney has a really nice gatekeeper, but it's only on one side. Like you don't have that if you're coming down the other side, which is kind of disappointing. And that trail has gotten real gnarly in the last couple of years, especially that hill. So, yeah, we wish we had more gatekeepers and less gates, if we're honest. Just like you, true like you that. Have, Jason. It sounds nice, but I know you guys are what.
Sorry, continue.
No, go ahead.
So in one of the trails we have here, I don't know why. Maybe the people that is around here, they know, but they have a road and they have a gate there. But right there next to the gate is like the little trail you go around it. So I don't understand the point of closing the road if you can go around it. It looks like a trail.
That's the gatekeeper.
Oh. So why do they close it like that? And then there's a trail next to it, you can just drive around it.
Because people made the trail.
You just can't drive around it. There was rocks, right?
That's user created.
I mean, yes, mm-hmm. trail.
Yeah, that's the gatekeeper.
Are we talking about the one in Tahuya?
Gatekeepers? That's just you just drive through it.
Right. Are we talking about gatekeeper rocks or gates that you can drive around?
Okay, so
you shouldn't be driving around either. Let's be clear. Like, if there's a gatekeeper, you should be driving over it or not there at all. And if there's a gate, you just turn around and go home. Like, it shouldn't, or go to some other trail.
But there's plenty ones that aren't around the gate.
So yes, there was a gate there. That one, yes, you don't go through that. But gatekeepers in Washington are like, oh shit, I have some of the posts right here, but they're just cement posts that are right in the middle of the road, the trail. And you can't go through it. But on the sides, there'll be built up obstacles. If you can make it through the obstacle, you're good.
Yeah. And that's what we're saying. We wish we had more of those here, because it would keep stupid people off trails. It would keep stupid people in Priuses out of a lot of situations.
We used to have in Tahuya, the entrance of Tahuya, there were like big rocks. As soon as you entered the trails, there was big rocks in the entrance.
Yeah.
So if you can make it through it, you can make it to the trails. But somebody put, what was
which
it?
Is sand. Stupid. Which is stupid is the gatekeeper was harder than the trails. There's just dirt road on the other side of the fucking gatekeeper.
Yeah, that's.
But somebody
use that power selectively, people. Yeah.
And now we have fucking little, I'm sorry if anybody has a stock Jeep, but the little.
Sorry if I offended anybody.
That's okay. You know, Lily has gone on at length about how much she doesn't like Toyotas, and now she's going to add Jeeps to it. So let's go for it.
So no,
just stock Jeeps.
Right?
She's just stock
but
Jeeps.
Now
I'm sorry.
We
okay.
have little stock Jeeps like around in that area on those trails, which last time it was really funny. I made a reel about it. I'm not picking up them, but they didn't used to be able to go through it. Now they can, because they literally put sand all over the rocks, so everybody can go through it.
Which is fine, because it's just a dirt road on here.
No, she's right. That's an honest problem. Is if you have a gatekeeper, people stacking rocks and doing shit to try to get around them, and you defeat the purpose of it, and then you get stuck anyway, and somebody has to pull you out. And I think that's the part that sucks.
Nobody went into this like Lily's just upset because she liked the rocks. Nobody purposely went in there and put dirt on the rocks. Like the people who maintain the trails there, they're the ones that put dirt on the rocks. It's okay.
I'm just saying, you know, it's okay. I'm saying, like, yes, I like the fact that it was difficult to enter those trails because it makes you special.
Now, speaking of Toyotas, JD, I was driving down
the
highway today.
You're gonna What'd you say, Jason?
I was driving on the highway today, and you're going to love it.
Mm-hmm.
A Prius. I came up next to a Prius. I didn't run over it. But on the back window, it said, I identify as a Super Duty.
Oh, shit.
Good God.
I have issues with that.
But, yeah, I've never seen that before, but that made my day.
Guaranteed, at some point, that person's going to get stuck on a road just outside of Cat's house. because if you follow her Instagram, she regularly has people with stupid cars doing stupid things, including the UPS truck that like has been trying to ram your house for a number of years, right?
I mean, one of many.
One of many. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a reason those rocks were put there by her dad.
Yeah.
Please don't hit my house.
There's just the little things up in the mountains. I mean, when you're locked in there for like 3 months, I couldn't even imagine. It's like
I have traction boards that just sit outside my house for people that need to get up.
Like you just hang them on the tree there.
I'm just back here. Use these if you need them.
I mean, it's better than trying to help. Like, don't, if you put them on the tree, at least you don't have to like go out there and help shovel or feel obligated in any way.
Kelly's my best friend. We've decided that we're going to put a sign on the tree that says something about, you know, like 0 days since the last incident, you know? So I'm just
I think you should. Yeah. Yeah. Watch your brakes, folks. Make sure you get your chains on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because I'm going to come out, make fun of you, and look at you.
And take pictures and post them to Instagram. I think you should continue to shame people that way. I think that's awesome.
I enjoy shaming people on social media. What's your
Instagram? Yeah, what is your Instagram for the masses of three?
My personal Instagram?
Whatever you want to give. Like, I mean, if you're a single lady and you want to throw it out there, you can. But if you just want to promote the club, you can just promote the club.
Like, I don't need any dick pics in my DMs, okay?
All right, that's...
Hey, you should point out on that. Like, being a Jeep girl, you don't get you get Jeep pics. That's awesome.
Okay, that's good. That's so much better than I thought that was going to end. I really thought that was going to end like a different story.
She's wrong, though.
I think Kat might have a different perspective than Kat.
I'm like, no.
Would you say you have a book that you could publish?
I do.
Oh, yeah. It's guys, you're gross. Just so you know, I hate to tell you.
I'm still waiting for my answer. I want to look her up.
The Colorado Four, is it Colorado 4x4 Girls Cat?
Yes, that's our club page.
And yeah, if you search for Colorado 4x4 Girls on Instagram, you'll find them. It's hard to miss. It's a red and blue logo, and you'll see it on there. So, yep. Cool. All right. Well, we got way off topic. I don't even know what the hell we were talking about. You guys had a club? Something about some ladies and women and doing stuff. All right.
How did you guys get into off-roading? That's my question.
I grew up off-roading. Both my dad and my brother and my stepdad all off-roaded. I grew up in Idaho Springs, so I was surrounded by those trails we mentioned earlier. And that was pretty much our off time. If we're not at school or whatever, we're out running around. So I actually learned how to drive a stick on a 4x4 trail.
That's awesome.
That's a lost art.
That's a lost art, driving a stick on a non 4x4 trail.
Right? Yeah. Right? Shannon drives a stick.
I drive a stick. I do.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
How did you get into off-roading with all this stuff?
I grew up... Huh?
Go ahead.
You feel what? I grew up in Estes Park, so...
Oh, you're right there by it, too.
Mm-hmm. Mountainous, yeah. And then my dad having a towing company and having one of the only one-ton tow trucks that he would take off-roading. So anytime people did stupid things and the Forest Service would call and say, hey, we have this truck that did this stupid thing. Can you come and get them? So my first recovery with my dad, they actually cut the Forest Service lock and went back into a restoration area, and it was very muddy, and they sunk their truck so deep that they had to climb out the split window in the back of it to get out. I went with my dad. We met the sheriff and the Forest Service there. I was the smallest person, and so I was the one that got to crawl in the truck and, you know, be in there and be the driver while my dad was pulling it out. And because it was a four by four trail, my dad was not really keen on having to tow this truck out. So we asked the officer if it was okay for me to drive it out. And he said, yeah, sure. Here's the key. And he handed me a flathead screwdriver. So,
my God.
This tells you this truck was kind of a POS. The steering column was broken. So every time I went over bumps, it was doing the whole like steering column was telescoping. So this was also the first time I ever took. Yeah, so it was comical. This was the first real date outing with my now husband with my parents. So this was, we're throwing you in. So he rode with me out and he was like, this is insane. I loved every second of it. And it was like, this is my jam. This is great. I love it. So thanks to my dad, I love off-roading.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Are there a lot of trails up near Estes? Like, I feel like every time I've gone to look, it's just not there.
Yeah. There's quite a few. There's Pole Hill, Pearson Park.
Okay, I've heard of those.
Johnny mm-hmm. Park. Since we're close to Allen's Park, it's also T33, Bunts. There's quite a few that are in the general area. You just have to drive a little bit to it, but they're super cool. I've never gotten to do T33. That's one that goes to the one of the old plane crashes, and that's supposed to be really cool.
Yeah, the only part about that one I don't like is the half mile of hike to the actual things. Like every time I think about going up there, I'm like, I'll just go to Coney. It's right here. Yeah, and then I'll get there someday. I'll get there. If you're in Colorado, T33 is a very well-known trail. It goes up and is near the site of a plane crash that happened way back in the day. A couple of people died, so be respectful. But it's pretty popular in the summer.
You'll die.
Cool. What'd you say?
Sorry. I'm sorry. The dog almost knocked over my head. That's all I was going to say.
No, it's okay. I've been watching the Blair Witch part of our podcast happen in the corner down here. And I've just been... Jason is our Blair Witch podcaster. That's this is what we usually get. Fuck it,
sorry.
Is it the ducks and the dog? What's going on over there?
Fucking Lily feeds the dog ducks.
No, so what happens is Maverick is a jeep. Dog.
No, he's not.
And he grew up around little ducklings and he's obsessed with them.
Okay. Wow. Sorry. All right. We're totally off the rails. Cool. All right. So if you're in Colorado or Northern New Mexico, where do the people get in touch with you if they want to join the group? Preferably ladies, or if you want to enter what I assume is a Hunger Games style lottery that you should be doing for those 10 spots for guys. Like, make them fight to the death for it.
I would be okay with that.
At least make sure they're useful if they join you.
That is kind of a thing. Like, we need to have wingmen that actually are worth a shit.
I mean, there you go. That's what I'm saying. You could have an event and then it'll get bigger and bigger. And then just make sure you don't put it next to anything. Just put it in the middle between two big events and then start advertising. And I swear to God,
we need to do
awesome.
Like one of those Barbie Jeep races. Have you seen those?
Yes.
Oh, that'd be fun. Yeah. What'd you say, Lily?
Sometimes you put it where there's a big event. The people that cannot go to the big event will show up to the little event. Locally.
I mean, there is that, yeah. Like, I don't want to go to EJS. Like, I appreciate y'all that want to do it. No. It's a lot of people, and it's a very commercial event. And I just...
Yes.
I'd rather spend my time wheeling with other people.
No, you need to... Okay. You're gonna come with us now that you said it.
Okay,
you have to come with us, and then not sign up for any trails.
I'm not signing up for any trails. Yeah, you won't catch me doing that.
You just come and hang out with the people who know the area.
We'll do it.
I'll go out after everyone else, so you don't have to wake up at 8 a.m. to get out. You can go out at 11.
We'll do a trailhead podcast run. We'll figure out a trail. Yeah. Get all the outcasts and misfits.
6 a.m. What?
You know,
Ben Wright? Those guys like to wake up at 6 a.m. and I can't do that.
I can't because my eyes are still like red in the morning.
We love
it. Yeah.
Oh, there was an incident. We were out. I was out with Kat, you know, Todd Taylor from Trails Off Road.
Yeah.
I was out with Todd and John, and we were doing a reshoot for Gemini Bridges. And they got me up at the ass crack of dawn. We'd been wheeling for 3 days, and I made a mistake there. And that first part of Gemini is shelf. And I scared the shit out of Todd and John. And I later on, I'm like, it's because you guys, I love shelf roads, but it's 7 o'clock in the morning. I am not ready for it. And it wasn't good. And I wasn't in any real danger, but man, it scared the hell out of them. And I'm like, that's it. When I come out with you guys, I'm not getting up at 5:30 again. I'm not doing it. Like, I'll meet you in town after breakfast.
I made the mistake of doing Gemini this year when we did our trip to Moab with the club, that I did an early morning going to Gemini. And so we did that shelf road with the sun coming right at you.
So you're like being blinded. That's exactly where I was at.
Yeah. So you're being blinded and I'm the leader. So I'm like, dang, I can't watch for taillights. So please don't follow me. But do follow me. So exactly.
Don't follow me off the edge.
Pick your choices right on that one. But we figured we wanted to do that knowing that that was one of the trails that was on the block for getting closed. So we were like, well, if they're going to close it, this might be our last time to do this. And it's such a cool trail that it's like, okay, let's do it.
Yeah. I'm glad they didn't. It sucks how much they did in that area, but we've talked about that in another show. And if you're still pissed about it, like the rest of us are, go to the Blue Ribbon Coalition and donate to them and sign up for their alerts so that you can comment on all that shit. It's important that we do because we got to get involved. They've been involved for longer than we have. All right, cool. I don't have anything else for you guys. Is there anything else that you wanted to chat about before we started to wrap stuff up for you guys?
We just have some comments on the live video.
Oh boy. This is the wild card right now. Kat, Shannon, we started this last week. I'm not entirely sure how good this is for us in the long run, but we seem to be getting some interesting questions, and we'll see if it turns into a good thing or not. Go ahead, Lily. Okay. Jason.
Here we go. What the fuck? Beatrice, what is T33? Okay. Not crawling stuff. Modelo. I'm sorry. Somebody
need to pull up. I know. She's reading off what you're drinking. Uh-huh.
Actually, Beatrice is a dude. He just, that's the name of his Jeep.
Oh, all right. Well, sorry, bro. I apologize. I didn't mean to misgender you.
Don't assume his gender.
So that's cool. I would be married men you would want, but I can't see trying to explain that trip to my wife.
Boy. So I might that is the equivalent of a dick pic in a podcast. That's I hate to tell you, but you just may be sensitive, Jason, please.
No, it says I would be the. I missed the last time.
Okay. that helps it. That's it's the grammar that's really the problem here. Mm-hmm.
Important word there.
Beatrice says Pritchett Canyon, 10 AM Thursday during EJS.
Dude, okay, you still might run into a lot of people at Pritchett Canyon that day.
Oh, Pritchett is going to be... And Pritchett's scary.
Go further north. There's plenty of cool stuff further north. Get out of Moab.
I can't even.
Go see all your friends in Moab and then leave town to wheel.
Jeep Neck says that is an 18-hour day on Pritchett right there.
Yes, right? Okay. Exactly. That's like I said, EJS for Pritchett might be sketchy because someone's going to break and you're going to be stuck there helping.
Huh? There's ways around that. I mean, you can either take the easy lines or you can take more sketchy lines to get around it.
There's no easy lines.
Yeah, I think it's more about the other people that are going to fuck your day in that situation. It's not like, necessarily you. It's like somebody that gets stuck in the middle of the trail.
Last year at EJS, we did the trifecta. We did Golden Spike, Poison Spider, Gold Bar Rim.
Oh, it was so fun.
And like,
we got there so early because... Poison Spider was one of the only non-used trails that day.
Right.
And we got there way, way early, and I heard that you couldn't even get on Poison Spider, but we were so far ahead of everybody. We just were like having the best day.
But somebody on that trail was driving along, and they didn't have any gas for their vehicle. And so like our 8-hour day became like a 14-hour day because we had to come up with some weird way of siphoning gas out of our Jeeps with the...
Was this somebody you were with or just somebody ran
into? No, we just ran into this.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
What was it? Was it TJ or something?
No, it wasn't a TJ. It was a Suzuki or something like that. Yeah. That's why I always say, let's get out of here before someone else's problem becomes our problem.
Yeah.
This reminds me all the time. We went on a night run with Toyota, and when we were halfway in the middle of the night, one of them ran out of gas, And then Jason was whining and complaining, like, oh, we're going to have to go back and get him gas. And I was like, no, don't worry. Toyotas don't like to ask help from geeks. And, like, yeah, we got out of the trails. I'm like, no, don't worry. We're going to go get it. They didn't want to help.
I was going to say the moral of the story is if you do a night run with Toyotas, let them go first.
Right. There you go. Yeah,
they're going to find the holes. Yeah.
But, yeah.
We're just trying to make Randy really uncomfortable here by complaining or dissing anything. So you're good. We love
Randy. Doesn't like when you hurt anybody's feelings.
Whatever. No, I just like everybody.
We do. We love you, Randy. Thank you. All right. Cool. Well, let me see here. I had a question. Where did I put that question? That's a good question. So at the end of the show, we do a kind of a hot seat question. Just you got a minute or so. None of us ever actually stick to it yet. I blame that on me. So I'm supposed to be. Oh, here's the hat that doesn't fit. Let's do this real quick. Shit show supervisor.
Oh, we lost Karnes.
Damn it. Jason, you're supposed to plug your phone in. I've told you this before. This happened the last time. Well, and he's going to be upset because the last part of the show is supposed to be his. Like we,
oh, now Randy's
I put
on.
A shot. Is he coming back?
Yeah.
All right. We'll see if he. Let me know if anybody sees him in the lobby. Let me know, but I doubt it. I think I'm guessing that he didn't plug his phone in again. All right, cool. Let's get to my question. So, Kat, we'll start with you. As I feel like I've not made you uncomfortable this whole show, and I feel good about that. So I'd like to make you uncomfortable before the end of the show.
Let's go.
So you're gonna go first. Are you good with that? Okay. If you could off-road anywhere in the world without any restrictions, where would it be and why? So what have you seen that you like a place that you've been like, I gotta go there?
Honestly, Colorado is where it's at, in my opinion. Okay. I have been a lot of places and there's a lot to explore here that is shut down. So I would do a lot more here.
Any place not in the continental United States, like Mexico? I mean, Mexico doesn't, I don't necessarily, I'm sure they have off roading, but I'm guessing it's kind of like, it's very deserty.
Probably.
I've seen stuff like Iceland and Greenland. Like that's some awesome wheeling. Like that's some really cool shit up in the high
that
mountains, but it's
kind
of similar
epic.
To here. Like you can get a, get a lot of those same views here. All right.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
All right. I get it. Cool. It's a lot less money to stay here too.
Just for that. I have an XJ. Okay.
There's
a clear. It's
essentially
not making it any further than here.
Yeah. I get it.
Does your e-brake work? My question with your XJ, does your e-brake work?
It doesn't because I have a Ford 8.8 in the back.
That one. And in the any XJs that their e-brake works. I was just it's my favorite question.
It used to before I did the axle swap.
All right, Randy, it is your job to ask that question of every person that comes on the show that has an XJ, because that's awesome. I had no idea that was a problem, but I'm so happy that I do now. Yeah.
It's a true thing.
I get it.
It's true.
Like we said before, there's always that one thing that you have a problem with, and then the one thing that your model is known for. And that's, get it. Shannon, what do you think? Yep. Anywhere in the world, no budget, what would you do?
Honestly, Alaska. I've been there twice, but both of them were snowy. So I'd like to go in the summertime. I know they have bogs, marshes, all kinds of just random rainforest to mountains to everything. And it's just beautiful. And a lot of it is so unexplored that I think that that's definitely where I would go.
It took us a long time to get a contributor up that way. I think we finally got somebody for Trails Off-Road up that way. So we've started to get some trails up there. But it's miles of unexplored stuff, like all those old oil trails, essentially. Like, a lot of rigs in the middle of nowhere.
Yep. And it goes, it's so random since it goes, well, Juneau, I mean, you have to travel around, but it's a rainforest. And then you go up to where it's like Fairbanks and it's just frigid. but it's so mountainous and beautiful. So I just think it's a lot like here, but in a, more random kind of way where it has a lot
more
of different.
It's more lush. There's more vegetation. Yeah. Like Colorado can get a little dry, especially in July and August. It's a little dusty. You have some green, but it's really, it's not from the trees so much as it is the pine trees. Yeah. Right.
And who wouldn't want 24 hours of daylight where you don't have to worry about the sun coming down on you when you're trying to get off trail?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, there's that. Although I'm pretty sure that lasted long enough, I'd go out of my mind. Yeah, I don't think I don't think respond well to that.
It's one of those you have black, you know,
blackouts
curtains, like blackout mm-hmm. curtains. I was up there for a month with my friend that she had just had a baby and her husband was deployed. So it was one of those. Yeah, you learn really quick what to do and what not to do.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Cool. All right. Well, thank you both for sticking to 6 seconds. We'll see. We'll see about Pope in a second here, but I'm going to go to Randy first because I never go to Randy first.
I would say, so ever since we saw this on, I don't even know what we saw it on, but it was the Baja Rubicon. I've always wanted to do that. Like where you go, you start in, I think, Southern California, and they take you all the way down and you go through like a whole bunch of really cool, like tiny little towns where they like they've got gas in like gas cans. Like you go through all these areas and there's a few people who do tours down there. So that would be probably one of the places that I'd want to go. And then I just see a ton of really cool wheeling down in Australia. And I think that it would be fun to go play with. They're rowdy too. They are rowdy, rowdy, rowdy. And I love watching their videos. And I'd be like, hey, can we come play? If I could ship Jim out there and do that.
Some serious drinking down there. Mm-hmm.
They're pretty nuts. Like they're nuts, but I think it would be really fun to just, I mean, I don't know. I just think it'd be cool to see all kinds of places, but
oh, I'd be interesting to take Jason with us
outside of the country. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Well, it's just cooler. Different areas have different things. And Australia is one of those where it's a lot of outback country. And I met Dan Greck a couple years ago at one of the Overland Expos and he's like, it's beautiful, but it gets kind of repetitive after a while. Like if you don't know, if you're not going to a specific destination, it's just that country and miles of that country. So, all right, Pope.
Man, Australia is one I hadn't even thought of. And I remember I had like, that was where like a lot of our first followers were from.
Yeah, I feel like right off the bat for some reason.
Oh, really?
But I'm thinking Brazil. I see a lot of rowdy wheeling coming from Brazil. Some of those guys are out there wheeling in the jungles and stuff like that. And I'm fascinated to know what that would be like. The other place it would be like Abu Dhabi out in the desert in the Middle East.
Yeah, and like the Rakor Dally.
Yeah.
So Rakor Dally,
Brazil would be probably my first choice of somewhere to take our Jeeps. So it'd be crazy to go wheel and see what the stuff is like out there.
Well, and Trail Hero was talking about Japan. We talked about actually like shipping our Jeeps out there and doing the Japan.
That still could possibly happen one of these years.
But I mean, I think that would be really cool too.
Yeah. I'd even be at this point. There's actually a lot of my first followers were from Japan. There's a lot of cool Jeeps out there. Like I'd Turo that shit if I could and rent something local. Like you have your Jeep built for the terrain. Let's use it. Let's go out and I'll try to learn the language, but I'm probably going to have to use Google. So, yeah.
See, cool. But that's awesome. I didn't think about that. Like, this is like a hypothetical, like, you could do anything you wanted. I would
Oh, yeah, totally. Jam. I get it. Yeah. I think I would, there's a lot of places that I would take my Jeep. You know, like the Iceland thing, I kind of gave away my answer to that. Like, Iceland, Greenland, those are some really cool wheeling areas. Lots of water, lots of snow, lots of ice. But I think that in a situation like that, I might like want one of those Unimog things, like that's just a tank that I can take through, you know, water things. Plus if no expense is spared, then I just want one. Cause I just want one. Like I want to take it to the King Super and I want to roll over a couple of cars on my way. If I'm being honest, that's just my life. All right. Well, cool. I'm not doing liquor tonight and I don't feel bad since Jason, didn't plug his phone in.
it's all right.
But we usually do a party shot at the end of the show. If you're drinking something, Kat, I know you guys said you guys are not up for the alcohol, obviously. but cheers anyway. Thank you very much for showing.
Cheers. Yeah, fun meeting you guys. I'm so glad to have you guys on.
Yeah, it was awesome. Now that we've kind of broken the ice on this, was it as bad as you thought it would be? Tell other guests that it's awesome to come on the show.
I feel like I barely talked about anything.
See, and it's okay. You did. We talked about it a little bit, and that's kind of how we do with this. And we try to get people in under 2 hours because we're already at an hour and a half. And I know some of us get tired. We're old now, as previously discussed. And again, if you want to find out what Jason's age is, you can leave us a message at 719-408-0132 and leave us an angry message about it. So we just want to make sure you're on there. So Kat, Shannon, thanks so much. We appreciate you coming on. Colorado 4x4 Girls. If you're interested, check out their Facebook groups. Did I ask you guys if you had a website or not? You do have the website, right?
We do have a website. Okay. 4x4girls.com. Colorado 4x4girls.com.
Colorado 4x4girls.com. Yep. Awesome.
And then we also have Facebook, and just one, so everybody hears it. We are doing our first interest meet of the year, January 14th. That information is on our Facebook page, but that is the first interest meet for 2024 members that are interested in joining. We are doing a potluck where we're going to go through all of the information about the club, what the dues are, kind of what our different membership levels are and things like that. And you get to meet a lot of our returning members. Last year, we had 85 women by the end of the year. So it's not just 20 or 30 people. We have a large amount of women. So it's a really fun time. Even though it is an informational meeting, it is still fun.
So what's your
requirements? You guys are right time I see, I run into you. What'd you say, Randy?
What's your requirements like for people who are listening?
We have, I will say we have a requirements and a no requirements membership. So you can always pay more to not have requirements. We ask that our members attend 2 meets per quarter. They fulfill 1 trail cleanup and they do 1 event. So per year.
Cool. Okay. And it's a great group, guys. If you're listening and you're in Colorado, it's a really awesome way to get introduced to trails around here and get into a community. And we've talked before about how there needs to be more women in off-roading because we see you out there. We know you're out there. And it's just a matter of getting you guys out there and getting these kinds of groups going so that you guys can flex your muscle without getting flooded with pictures in your inbox.
And we have members that don't know how to put it in four-wheel drive to a former member that builds buggies and does fabrication. We literally have every level of off-roading. We're here to educate and empower you to move further through your journey of off-roading.
There you go. That's awesome. Well, there you go. If you're in Colorado, check it out. This I think is going to air the day of, but I'll post a teaser to the video beforehand about the date. We'll just kind of isolate this moment and then I'll throw it out there. So we'll throw it out there for you guys. So if you're busy and you're hearing this on the morning of the 15th, hurry up and get over to the website and figure out how to get there.
14th.
So you missed
it. Oh, okay. Well, then, yeah, you're hearing this on the 15th, it's too late. You're going to have to wait for the next meet. They're monthly. Well, then, okay. I don't feel so bad now. Okay.
Once a month.
How am I going to move up the date?
I think we're doing the third Thursday or is it the third Sunday we're doing, Kat?
I don't remember.
Look at our Facebook.
Look at the Facebook someplace. It's on there.
Facebook is your friend.
Facebook, honestly, for meetups, it is. It's way too convenient. I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like how invasive it is in my life, but so is all social media at this point.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Cool. All right. Well, that's it. We'll go around the table. Last thoughts, anybody? Anything else you want to add, Kat or Shannon? I guess I know Kat said, we didn't really talk too much about it. We kind of did, but that's kind of how things go here. So
it's all right.
It's good.
All right, cool.
Off-roading conversation is always fun.
Yeah. Well, the purpose of this is to talk about this stuff a little bit and a little bit, not necessarily try to get too heavy for people. Cause I think they don't want to listen to that either. And they enjoy the conversation.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. Cool. Well, Kat, Shannon, if you guys can hang out for just a second. Sure. Thank you guys so much for coming on the Trailhead. And for those of you listening, we'll see you next time at the Trailhead. Good night.
See you guys.
See ya.
Good night, everybody.
Night.
Good night, Pope. Good night, Randy. All right.
See you later.
See you guys.
So.